You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruiak. Hundreds of strands of orange and yellow fabric butterflies are being installed this week in a spacious lobby in a new mental health building in LA County, in Arcadia to be specific. The hanging sculpture is part of a public art piece that's titled Butterfly Effect. It was created by Merle Axelrad, and you might remember hearing from her during the debate in Sacramento over whether to buy the $8 million sculpture by Jeff Koons for the new downtown arena. So, Merle is best known for her intricate fabric collages. She has 13 public art pieces in Sacramento, 2 in San Francisco, 2 in New Mexico. Butterfly Effect, though, is her first sculpture. And one branch of it was still hanging in her studio, so we visited last week. And you're about to hear us walking around the butterflies, talking about the project. The installation, which happens today and tomorrow, is not without some risks.
Well, considering it's my very first sculpture ever. It's 10 feet by 16 feet by 12 and a half feet, and I've never seen it fully assembled yet. Yeah, I'm a little nervous. It was a request for qualifications, the same way the arena is, and then they shortlisted three artists, and we came down and did a pitch that really was showing not an idea, but just your past work. And at the end of my presentation, they said, you know, we might have more volume than walls. How would you feel about doing something 3D? And I'm like, cool, absolutely, absolutely. There's over 10,000 butterflies in the sculpture, and all of them had to be strung. It's not so much about the individual butterflies or the individual strands. It's a monarch cluster. The monarch is an endangered species. In the last two decades, the population has diminished by over 90%. I first saw a monarch cluster in 1963 in Pacific Grove, and not just a monarch cluster. I mean, it was millions and millions of monarchs. Now, where there were millions, there might be thousands. They inspired awe in me to the extent that when I was given the opportunity to do this sculpture and I thought about change and I thought about metamorphosis, which makes me think of butterflies, and the monarch seems perfect. I put out a call for helpers because I needed help stringing all of these strands of 10,000 plus butterflies. And I thought I'd get a few people to help. And I had over 150 people respond. I had over 100 different people help. I had 7 butterfly workshops at my house. And some people came as many as 5 different times.
So that brought another layer of meaning to public art project,
oh,
didn't it?
I mean, one of the things, public art projects love community involvement. And when I do my normal fabric collage, there's not that much opportunity for community involvement. Whereas in this case, people actually did the work. And it was very interesting for me because I had to relinquish control. I actually had full-size templates for where the butterflies all went. And everybody was assigned, you know, you're doing A's at this table. There were A, B, and C, and you're doing lengths. You need to do 4 lengths. And it was very, very controlled. But the idea is like a bunch of A strands will be clustered together, and they are always the same from the bottom. So if you look here, like these 3 strands are all the same, but they're different lengths. So they all have 4 closed butterflies and then an open one and then, you know, whatever with a leaf. And so the idea is by having them different lengths, you'll see a cluster forming. So it's not just a random string of pearls.
Mixed between the butterflies are green pieces of fabric that look like leaves, but they have messages on them. Would you read some of the messages, and where did they come from?
Sure. Because the whole sculpture is about change, I did a couple of workshops that included staff at the mental health clinic and some of the clients/patients. I also worked with some of the construction workers and members of the LA County Arts Commission. And there were a couple of prompts. One was, to me, change means. and the other was a moment or time of change in my life was. You'll never actually be able to read it because this will be up really high, but it provides overall texture and it includes the people. So this one says, everything can change in a heartbeat.
Are you one of these people, Merle, that has flying wish or a flying dream?
To be honest, no. My fantasy is to be like in Bewitched, where I can just twitch my nose and go to a different place and not have to get there. But I think everybody would love to imagine what it's like to look down on all of this, or to be at the scale when you land on a flower. So I want people to experience kind of that sense of awe and amazement. And then the companion to this sculpture is what I call the art science panel. So it's a 7-foot by 3.5-foot panel that shows an actual photo of the monarch cluster, because frankly, most people who are going to be seeing this have never seen a monarch cluster or heard of one. It shows a map of California with the migration patterns, and it shows that the city of Arcadia, where this will be installed, is right in the middle of the flyway. So they should be seeing thousands of monarchs. It also shows a milkweed field. The larvae eat one food only, and that's milkweed. Through increased development, we have less fields, so we have less opportunity for milkweed. I mean, it is a weed, but the main culprit is toxic herbicides. So this has two meanings. Literally, it's trying to encourage people to become advocates for the monarchs, for endangered species, to plant milkweed. I've handed out milkweed seeds to everybody working on the project. But it also, because this is a mental health clinic, it's about the idea that one person, if they make a small change in themselves, that it might change a little bit other people around them and around them and the community and the environment. So it works on a number of levels.
I'm with artist Merle Axelrad in her Sacramento studio. We are looking at some of the thousands of monarch butterflies that make up her first sculpture. It's titled Butterfly Effect. It's a public art piece that will hang in a mental health clinic in LA County.
I think it's great to bring in artists from other places, and I'm always happy to get my art in other places. That having been said, I have to say, I find it interesting that during the whole Kunz discussion, the word was local. Local, local, local. And now they're not saying local anymore. They're saying regional, which I think is more accurate. I think the Jeff Kunz discussion was fantastic, because it brought art to the forefront of public awareness, and it got artists directly involved. And I also think there was a little bit of a wake-up call for the Arts Commission and such. That could not have been an enjoyable process. As a result, they have done an incredible outreach to artists to include them and make them aware of every part of the process. First time I saw the real monarch clusters, they actually look like dead leaves. They're not this bright. And my earlier iterations, when I was trying them out, was to do them much paler. The way the clusters work is they huddle together to stay warm, and then as the sun gets to them and they warm up, they start opening their wings, and that's when you start seeing the orange that's more on the inside, and then they start flying. So I took a little artistic license and pumped up the color. And this material, when the light comes through it, is very translucent. And so I want it to give a very light, almost ethereal effect, and hopefully making some good shadows on the floor. So now the only hurdle left is to make sure that my installation process works the way I think it will. Every one of these strands is carefully accordioned. That I didn't let anyone else help me with. It's kind of like folding your own parachute. So everyone's in a bag, everyone's labeled, the little hook is outside the bag. I've got it all mapped out. Every single hole in each branch is labeled up on top. It's markered. So every strand goes exactly where it's supposed to go, and then you let the bag fall to the floor. And these all worked. I can't wait to see what it looks like with all of the strands. Because when I look at this, I know this is just a little less than a seventh. And I've designed it with a 3D graphics program. And so it's never been fully assembled yet.
When it's hanging, what do you want to say or think or feel?
I hope to feel relief and elation and a desire to do more. I always wanted to be a sculptor. I actually have two and a half years towards a BFA in sculpture, and then chickened out and became an architect. It's always been what I've wanted to do, and I started doing the fabric after I made a baby quilt when I took time off from architecture to be mom. And the fact that I got this commission to do a sculpture still boggles my mind.
A 2D artist gets a vote of confidence for becoming a 3D artist. Next on Merle's agenda is a public art piece in San Francisco, and with a busy calendar, she's still deciding whether to enter the selection process for the new downtown arena. We've posted some pictures from her studio at capradio.org/insight, and we'll add the photos that she will text us from the installation. And if you want milkweed seeds, we have some of Merle's packets. We'll put them in the Cap Radio lobby. You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio.